Dear friends, good evening and thank you for joining us. Today in our Gnostic Lab for practical application, we would like to share with you a very peculiar practice that we can use to unfold consciously in our astral body. This is certainly a phenomenal practice, and we find this practice specifically in the book, The Mystery of the Golden Blossom. This is chapter number 17 that is titled, actually, Unfoldment. And in this chapter, what Samael is telling us is that when it comes into the practices to unfold consciously in the astral body, he remembers an instance in which he was working with the great wise man, Eliphas Levi, or Eliphas Levi. He says, "One night, as I was outside of my dense body, I was walking somewhere, not important where, invoking the soul of the abbot Alphonse Louis Constant, who is Eliphas Levi." And he says, "It is obvious that I found them sitting right before a very antique desk." And he says, he stood up and he was very polite and he acknowledged all of my greetings. And I said, "I'm here to ask you of a great service. I would like you to give us a very powerful key so that we can unfold instantaneously in our astral body whenever we need it." And Samael says, "Levi," he responded by saying, "I will be delighted to do so. But I would like for you to come back tomorrow and bring me the result of this question, the answer to this question." And the answer to the question was, "What is the greatest monstrosity that exists on earth?" And Samael insisted, and he said, "Oh, please, give me that key for instantaneous astral unfoldment." And the abbot, he said, "No, bring me the answer to the question, and I will give you the key." And Samael says, "That was such a difficult question. I continued walking down the streets, and I was very observant, and I was trying to discover what is that one thing that is the most monstrous thing amongst this humanity." And he said, "Whoa, wait. The greatest monstrosity, we should be able to identify that by making use of the law of the analogies of opposites. The law of opposites. You see, the very same law that we use to interpret our experiences when we are unfolded in our astral body." Because by now we know that unfolding in our astral body is an oneric experience. We know that that is what we call today commonly the dream state. And what we are seeking to do is to unfold consciously into our dream state so that the physical body stays behind and it rests, but that we can remain conscious within that fifth dimension of nature. And to interpret dreams, we have four laws. We have the law of number. We have the law of philosophical analogies. We have the law of opposites. And we have the law of correspondences. So Samael says, the greatest monstrosity, I should be able to find that out by making use of the law of opposites. So that means, what would be the opposite of the greatest thing? And he said, "But wait, what would be the greatest thing that has existed on the face of the earth?" And he says, "And immediately into my mind, I could see the image of the great master Jesus agonizing in the cross because of his love for humanity." And then Samael, he exclaimed with a lot of internal joy, "Love is the greatest thing that can exist in the face of the earth." So that means that the greatest monstrosity is hatred. And Samael says, "It is evident that the solution to this complex question that Eliphaz Levi gave me was hatred. And now all I had to do was to make contact against with them. And Samael once again went back and he relaxed his body and he unfolded consciously into the astral plane. And as he was traveling around with his astral body, he says, "You know, I roamed around different countries in Europe and I was constantly looking for the abbot and he would not show up anywhere. And then I was pulled by this telepathic call." What is the telepathic center in the human machine? Well, that is the solar plexus. It is at the level of the solar plexus where we receive the thoughts of other people. So Samael, he felt this pull that was coming to him telepathically. And he says, "And I walked into a very luxurious home. And the abbot was right there. But to my surprise, he had turned himself into a child, and it was a child that was in his crib." Samael says, "This is amazing." But yet, with a lot of veneration, he approached that baby, saying, "Master, I come back with an answer. The greatest monstrosity that exists over the face of the earth is hatred. So now I would appreciate if you deliver to your promise. Give me that key." And Samael became amazed because as he was there waiting, he started getting desperate because the baby was not speaking back to him. And then he realized, "I was not comprehending that silence is the eloquence of wisdom." So Samael, he would reach out and he would get the baby and he would cradle the baby. And he would continue begging and pleading and the child would remain dead silent. Samael said, "How long is this gonna last? How long is this gonna last? Because right now I'm in the eternity. There's no time here. It is within that fifth dimension of nature, which is eternity, where the present, the past, and the future become a permanent now." So Samael was saying, "I felt disappointed. So I left that child in his crib, and in a lot of sadness, I walked out of that beautiful home. And many days went by. And months went by, and years went by, and I was still disappointed. I was feeling as if the abbot, Alphonse Louis Constant, had not met his promise, the promise that he made with so much sincerity." And then he says, "One day he had this moment of inspiration, and then he remembered the words of the great master, Yeshua ben Pandira, Jesus the Christ, when Jesus said, 'Allow the children to come to me as it is theirs, as it belongs to them, the kingdom of heaven.'" And Samael then had a moment of illumination and he said, "I get it. It is important, it is critical, it is urgent to go back to the lost infancy of the mind and of the heart, because until we are not able to regain the innocence of children, we will not be able to get back into the kingdom of heaven." And Samael, knowing that we have to work intensely with the elimination of our psychological aggregates, with the development of the superior attributes of the being, in sacrifice with our brothers and sisters in this humanity, Samael says that he was able then to gain further wisdom, further knowledge. And then, after he comprehended these processes of the human psyche, the transactions and the structures of the ego, the justifications of the mind, the ability the mind has to relabel our defects and hide them at the subconscious, the infraconscious, the unconscious levels of the consciousness itself. After he was able to gain this level of comprehension, it was then that the abbot was able to give him the second part of that key. Samael says, he gave me a series of mantras that when we chant them in a positive and conscious way, we can unfold instantaneously in our astral body. How is it that this sounds? The first thing is that we have to intone a very long and delicate whistle, similar to the whistle of a bird. You see? A very long and delicate whistle that is similar to that of a bird. Once we whistle like that, then we have to chant the mantra A, like this. The whistle and the letter E go followed by the vibration of the letter R. And the letter R has to sound in a high-pitched tone. And last, but not least, we have to chant the mantra S, like a very delicate whistle. These are those four mysterious sounds that when we chant them together, positively, consciously, and in harmony, they allow us to instantaneously unfold in our astral body. Again, that sequence is... This is the sequence. So how do we apply that sequence? Samael gives us a very adequate posture for us to be able to embrace the practice and put into use these four mantric sounds. We must lay in our back in the posture of a corpse. That means that we are resting flat in our back. We allow our arms to rest comfortably along the body. Our feet must come together at the heels, but relax your feet so that they open side to side as a fan. And we allow the physical body to be deeply relaxed. Again, rest on your back, arms relaxed along the side of the body, feet together, heels coming together, but the feet relaxed, allowing them to open from side to side. When we are in that posture, as we relax our physical body, we chant those four mantric sounds many times, over and over and over again. Why is it that this practice works? It does work because these mantras are intimately related with the elemental department of the birds. And the elementals of the birds will assist the practitioner in the work of astral unfoldment. Because you see, just like there is a soul behind every plant, as we have been reviewing in our seminar on elemental therapy in our first chamber studies, animals also have that innate intelligence. Animals also have that soul. And the soul of that animal, it is an elemental. All of those animals are working intensely to achieve mastery in their kingdom so that they can enter the human state, so that they can receive a human body, and through the human body to work in those three factors of the revolution of consciousness, so that they can work intensely in the awakening of their sacred fire of Kundalini. And if they happen to develop any egos, to work intensely with their divine mother Kundalini to eliminate those egos themselves. That is what they're trying to do. So if the practitioner is looking at receiving help from the elemental department of the birds, it becomes evident that the practitioner himself or herself must learn to love the birds. Samael tells us very clearly, those of you who commit the crime of locking birds up in cages, they're never going to be receiving their help. It does not matter if you have the bird and you're kissing the bird and you're caressing the bird. If you lock the birds down, those birds are not going to help you. So let's not do that. Samael says, feed the birds of the heavens. Become a liberator of those creatures. Open the doors of their cages and you will be assisted by them. Samael says, the first time that I tried and I put that key into practice, after I chanted the mantras, I started feeling myself very light, like vapor. And he says, I felt as if something had penetrated my astral body. And he says, it's obvious that I did not wait. I got off of the bed and I stood up and I walked out of my home very calmly. And the elementals of the birds that had penetrated within my astral body, they were the ones who helped me in my astral unfoldment. So this is the practice of a life as Levi. This is the practice for us to be able to work with those elementals of those departments of the birds. We must love birds. Let's feed them. But dear friends, if you're going to go feed them, don't go out there and give them food that will harm them. We cannot be feeding bread to ducks because we know that that's going to hurt them. Buy some seeds. Bring them something that is useful to them and to their little birdies. Love them intensely. And as you do that, they will come back to help you. Rest on your back. And as you are comfortably resting on your back, bring your heels together, arms stretched along the side of the body. Close your eyes and relax your human machine. And chant the mantras. And repeat those mantric words over and over again. Feel yourself becoming very light. Remain conscious, yet watchful, yet relaxed. until you feel how the elementals of the birds can penetrate within your astral body and allow them to help you unfold consciously. And then you know what to do. Stand up and walk out. Leap with the intention of flying and go. Dear friends, this is the practice that we wanted to share with you today. So let's go ahead and let's put it into use. If it is late for you as you are listening to this lecture, even better. Find something so that you can cover the light from your computer screen and don't get distracted with the light. Lay down comfortably and let's go and let's lay on our backs. Accommodate yourself. Make sure that you set your shoulders comfortably, whether it is on the carpet, on your yoga mat, on your bed. Accommodate your hips. Make sure that you're comfortable. You will be tempted to scratch yourself. You will be tempted to continue adjusting your posture. We must learn to bring some self-discipline into the exercise. And as we are in this posture, resting on our back, just bring your arms along the side of the body. Bring your heels together and allow your feet to relax and open gently from side to side. Let's take a deep breath in one. Two. One. Two. One. Two. And we can say, Father of mine, God of mine, you who are my true being, you who are my real self, we ask of you and we beg of you with our soul and our heart that you guide us through this practice. We ask you and we beg you for the opportunity to unfold consciously in our astral body. We ask that you allow the elementals, the departments of the birds of nature, to penetrate into my astral body and to help carry my astral body consciously. We continue breathing comfortably. And let's intently and willfully relax our physical body. Resting in bed, it becomes very easy to use the practice of the gnomes. So we will visualize. We will make use of our objective imagination to see that gnomes walk out the soles of our feet and that they do so one by one. As these gnomes start walking out, we can immediately feel the relaxation in our feet and our ankles. And we enjoy this relaxation without identifying with it and certainly with no fascination whatsoever. But we enjoy it with gratitude and we enjoy it with gratefulness. we continue watching these elementals walking out the soles of our feet. And we feel that relaxation extending into our calves, our knees, our thighs, our buttocks, our sexual organs, our belly. We feel how each and every one of our internal organs releases any kind of tension. And that tension and that stress, it dissolves as each and every one of these little gnomes walk out the soles of our feet. We continue breathing without making any effort. And we continue observing the gnomes leaving our body. And with every gnome that walks out, we feel that relaxation extending into our lungs, our heart, our chest, and our shoulders. And we allow that relaxation to cascade down our arms, to our elbows, our wrists, our hands, and out our fingers. And as we continue to breathe, we bring that relaxation into our neck, the muscles around our jaw, our lips, our tongue, our cheeks, our eyes, our brows, the muscles in our forehead. And we finally allow this relaxation to envelop all of our head and reach our own crown. And in this relaxed state, with infinite love and infinite gratitude, we can experience a very subtle vibration that inundates the body. And in gratefulness, we experience it. But we certainly do not identify with it, because this is a natural state. This is how it should always be. We should be this relaxed, whether we are cooking or whether we are cleaning, whether we are driving or holding a conversation. But this is also the relaxation that we must carry if we're being insulted. This is the relaxation that we need to carry before those adverse circumstances of life. This is the relaxation that we need, so that we can solve our problems with no worries, with no preoccupations, but an internal sensation of gratitude and with infinite love. we continue to breathe. And we will start the sequence and set you free. Yeah.
Thank you.
Continue with the practice. And as you start feeling light, vaporous, stand up. Take a leap with the intent of flying.